I held the chronometer. My heart was pounding mightily. If the lower half of the sun's disk disappeared just as the chronometer said noon, we were right at the pole. "Noon!" I called. "The South Pole," Captain Nemo replied in a solemn voice, handing me the spyglass, which showed the orb of day cut into two exactly equal parts by the horizon. I stared at the last rays wreathing this peak, while shadows were gradually climbing its gradients. Just then, resting his hand on my shoulder, Captain Nemo said to me, "In 1600, sir, the Dutchman Gerrit was swept by storms and currents, reaching latitude 64 degrees south and discovering the South Shetland Islands. On January 17, 1773, the famous Captain Cook went along the 38th meridian, arriving at latitude 67 degrees 30 minutes. And on January 30, 1774, along the 109th meridian, he reached latitude 71 degrees 15 minutes. In 1819, the Russian Bellinghausen lay on the 69th parallel, and in 1821, on the 66th at longitude 111 degrees west. In 1820, the Englishman Bransfield stopped at 65 degrees. That same year, the American Morrill, whose reports are dubious, went along the 42nd meridian, finding open sea at latitude 70 degrees 14 minutes. In 1825, the Englishman Powell was unable to get beyond 62 degrees. That same year, a humble seal fisherman, the Englishman Weddell, went as far as latitude 72 degrees 14 minutes on the 35th meridian, and as far as 74 degrees 15 minutes on the 36th. In 1829, the Englishman Forrester, commander of the Chanticleer, laid claim to the Antarctic continent in latitude 63 degrees 26 minutes and longitude 66 degrees 26 minutes. On February 1, 1831, the Englishman Biscoe discovered Enderby Land at latitude 68 degrees 50 minutes, Adelaide Land at latitude 67 degrees on February 5, 1832, and Graham Land at latitude 64 degrees 45 minutes on February 21st. In 1838, the Frenchman Dumont d'Urville stopped at the Ice Bank in latitude 62 degrees 57 minutes, sighting the Louis-Philippe Peninsula. On January 21st, 2 years later, at a new southerly position of 66 degrees 30 minutes, he named the Adélie Coast, and 8 days later the Clayey Coast at 64 degrees 40 minutes. In 1838, the American Wilkes advanced as far as the 69th parallel on the 100th meridian. In 1839, the Englishman Balleny discovered the Sabrina Coast at the edge of the polar circle. Lastly, on January 12, 1842, with his ships the Erebus and the Terror, the Englishman Sir James Clark Ross found Victoria Land in latitude 70 degrees 56 minutes and longitude 171 degrees 7 minutes east. On the 23rd of that same month, he reached the 74th parallel, a position denoting the farthest south attained until then. On the 27th, he lay at 76 degrees 8 minutes, on the 28th at 77 degrees 32 minutes, on February 2nd at 78 degrees 4 minutes, and late in 1842 he returned to 71 degrees, but couldn't get beyond it. Well now, in 1868, on this 21st day of March, I myself, Captain Nemo, have reached the South Pole at 90 degrees, and I hereby claim this entire part of the globe equal to 1/6 of the known continents.
In the name of which sovereign, Captain?
In my own name, sir. So saying, Captain Nemo unfurled a black flag bearing a gold N on its quartered bunting. Then, turning toward the orb of day, whose last rays were licking at the sea's horizon, "Farewell, O sun," he called. "Disappear, O radiant orb. Retire beneath this open sea, and let 6 months of night spread their shadows over my new domains." End of chapter 14.